Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. You're tuned in to Teens on Air, only on Easy Way Broadcasting. Want to know more about all the awesome behind the scenes? Want to know who the next guest is? Want to see some cool pictures and videos? Well, you can catch this and a lot more by going to Facebook and putting into the search bar Teens on Air. That's TeensOnAir. Check it out. You won't be sorry. Zach, back to you. All right, guys, it's time to turn your computers up and open your ears. You remember him as the voice of Steven on Cartoon Network's Steven Universe. Now he's the host on Easy Way Broadcasting, Teens on Air. Put your hands together for Zach Callison!
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to Teens on Air tonight. This week, I'm still in Europe, unfortunately, and we have a pre-recorded episode for you guys, but I did want to send in a recording I did with my favorite gelato maker. His name's Antonio, and his shop is, it's called the Gelateria in Italian, and it's very close to the school I'm going to in Switzerland right now. And I've been visiting almost every day because the gelato is so delicious. It's the best dessert I've ever had. And I actually got a chance to have a conversation with him, so you can listen to that right now on Teens on Air.
Sono contento che ti piace il mio gelato, Zach. Zach viene qui e prende il gelato più grande ogni volta.
So, what Antonio just said is, he's very glad that I like his gelato, and I always get the biggest one when I come in, which is true, as it happens. Adesso, Antonio, dici in italiano, this is Antonio, and you are listening to Teens on Air.
Va bene. Sono Antonio, e state ascoltando Teens on Air.
Grazie, Antonio. Allora, now let's get back to the show and our amazing guest.
Hey guys, Zach here. You're listening to Teens on Air. I will be back in the United States soon. I've had a really amazing time away in Europe, and I'm not sure that I want to come home. Adesso amo la mia vita, which means I'm loving life right now in Italian, which I've been learning all month. I climbed some mountains here in Switzerland. I spent a weekend in Venice, Italy. I went to some cool villages. A lot of fun stuff. Life is really good right now. I do have to come back, though. I got to get back to work on Steven Universe. They need me over there. And we do have to get back to the live interviews on Teens on Air so you guys can call in and ask the celebrities questions that have been burning on your guys' minds. I know it's been so long. So, of course, this week, we prepared another pre-recorded interview with another celebrity friend of mine. I got the chance to work with her recently on a show, and she is so much fun. Doesn't take herself too seriously, and she's always up to have some fun. So after a quick break, I'm going to introduce you guys to our Teens on Air guest for today. Welcome back to Teens on Air, you guys. This is Zach Callison. I'm here with our guest for today, Megan Henry. How's it going, Megan?
I'm awesome. I'm so excited to be on Teens on Air. This is so cool, your own show.
Yeah, I've been having a lot of fun with it. Thanks for being here.
Of course. It's exciting.
So I've been doing some research on all things Megan, and I'm not really sure what I should be calling you. I called you Megan Henry, but part of me wants to call you Megan Radical.
It's Megan Henry, that's my real name, and then Megan Radical is from my girl group, Girl Radical. So it's kind of like Spice Girls, where they have like Baby Spice and Sporty Spice, so that's my nickname in the group.
Okay, so Megan Henry Radical. Our audience might not understand what we're talking about. Megan is part of a group, as you mentioned, Girl Radical. This group has 11 girls in it, all with amazing vocal talent, all under the direction of J.C. Chases of NSYNC fame. Did I say his name right?
It's Jose.
Jose, okay. Well, I don't speak French, just Italian. How amazing is it to be working with JC and Jimmy, who is an American Golden Globe Award-winning producer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist, best known for work with a few artists that some of you may have heard of, Madonna, Pink, Kelly Clarkson, just to name a couple.
It's really great. I mean, they're obviously experienced. They've been in the business for so long. And, of course, you know, being able to work with JC, who I grew up listening to, and NSYNC CDs and everything, it's so awesome. It's surreal sometimes. But he gives us the best vocal advice and performance advice. And Jimmy Harry, of course, is great. He produces all our songs and writes them with JC. I mean, they're really great. They're just giving us, like, the best tips they can, and we're just absorbing it all. It's awesome.
Okay. So Girl Radical is actually their brainchild of JC and Jimmy, and I read somewhere that JC got the idea from other supergroups in the Asian markets, maybe like Girls' Generation, big pop groups like that with a lot more members than some American pop groups. They wanted to introduce that idea here in the States, making it a completely fresh idea in the West. What has been the reception from the Radical supergroup, if you will?
I mean, there's a lot of mixed reactions because, you know, the United States has never had, like, a supergroup. So it's like, what is it? And, like, why are there so many girls? But then at the same time, a lot of people are kind of, like, fascinated with the idea. Like, wow, I've never seen this before. I wonder what they can do. I wonder what makes them different from everyone else. And it's cool that we have that kind of attention so we can actually step up to the plate and hopefully blow people's minds.
So how did you get involved with Girl Radical? Was there an audition process? Did they find you from solo work that you did in the past? And how long have you been with them?
There was an audition. It was, I don't know how big it was. There were a lot of people when I auditioned. But, I auditioned in, I think it was February or March, and then I finally signed in October. So it was like a long process trying to find the right girls who fit together right, the right look, the right sound kind of thing. But, I mean, I did have solo work before. I showed them a little bit of it, so I think that might have had a little influence that I've had experience. But, I've been in the group since, I think, 2012, so it's been 2 years. Almost 2 years since I've been signed.
Nice. So, as you know, the group does have 11 girls in it. That is a lot of girls in one room. Do you guys ever have any disagreements? And if so, how do you work through those?
I mean, so far we've all been pretty good about gelling with each other. If we have any disagreements, you know, we just talk it out. But really, there hasn't been that much. I mean, we all work together, and we all love what we do. We have the same goals, which is to perform, entertain, sing, you know, and just have fun. So I think that that really helps with, you know, being able to work together well.
So as you said, the group has been around for a little while now, and the fan base has been growing. They seem very devoted to the group. Why do you think they have this obsession with Girl Radical?
I think part of it is JC, you know. Everyone loves JC from NSYNC. And, you know, they love him. And so when he introduces this idea and he endorses it, of course we're going to get his fans. And then they're captivated by the supergroup aspect of it. So I think they want to support JC, but then they also learn about us, so they want to support us, which is really awesome. I mean, we have, like, whole radical army on Twitter and Facebook. That's what we call them. You know, everyone can be radical. Just put radical at the end of the name. Like, you can be Zach Radical.
Yeah. That's my biggest goal this year is to become Zach Radical. All I have to do is like your Facebook page.
That's a really good goal.
If only I knew it was so easy. So as you said, you guys use a lot of social media for Girl Radical. How important do you think that is to your success?
I mean, the audience is obviously what makes the group. Without them, we wouldn't really be anywhere. We love the support that we're getting, and of course we want to send the love back. So when people tweet us on Twitter, we tweet them back, and we send a lot of love. We do a lot of contests to interact with them. We do Twitter takeovers on other accounts so they can ask us questions and we respond. We did that once, and it took, like, an entire week because there are 11 of us, and so we had to split it up into groups. And yeah, but we do the best we can to interact with our fans.
Awesome. So do you think it's possible, say, a new artist, a singer, performers, whatever, comes up and they decide not to use social media? Do you think it is possible for them to succeed at all?
Wow, that's really hard. I mean,
I honestly don't think so, because everyone is so enveloped in technology these days, and social media is a huge part of our lives today. And, you know, it's a way of connecting with the fans. And so if you don't already have that connection, then I think it's really hard for them to understand you, really. I mean, of course, there's the music aspect, and when you put that out, that's great. But then they also want to get to know, like, what you do on a daily basis and what your hobbies are and, you know, what things you like to wear, which is what Instagram is for, and Facebook and Twitter, so they can keep up with you. And it makes them feel closer to you, which is really cool. I take advantage of that, obviously. I have all those accounts.
So before Girl Radical, you also had a lot of success in your solo career via YouTube. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I started my solo career when I was about 14, and then I put out my first album when I was 15, which is called When I'm 18. And yeah, I put a lot of music videos online just to get my fan base going, to see how they respond to my music and my music videos. But yeah, most of my fans are from Indonesia, which is where I'm from, and YouTube is obviously one of the biggest social networks that I use, because that's how Indonesian fans listen to my music. I mean, they have all the social media sites, but, you know, they don't get my music on iTunes, so, you know, it's YouTube is the way they get it, which is, yeah, it's a big part.
Were you surprised how quickly videos blew up? They're both of them have over 1 million hits on them, which is incredible. Did that surprise you?
Yeah, I mean, it's really awesome just to get, like, more than 10,000 views or something like that. I mean, it really shows that people like what I'm doing, all the support from my Indonesian fans as well as fans from everywhere else in the world. It's really cool, you know. You don't know who's watching, but you know that people obviously kind of like your music since you have over 1 million views on those things. So it definitely, motivates me to keep going.
Yeah. So what do you attribute the success of the videos to? What part of it do you think made them go big?
Oh, that's a hard question. I think music videos are really cool. I helped kind of with coming up with the storyline for both of them, but I also think the music is really good. I wrote them, but the producers really came up with amazing beats, and I don't know, I think it's just like the whole package, you know, you get that cool vibe from both of them, and they're both kind of different. One has like dubstep, and the other is more kind of almost EDM, but not really. So, I don't know. I think it's just the vibe that people get and how they relate to it themselves. And, you know, there's a different message in both of them that people can take.
Well, they obviously have some sort of X factor if they have that many views. Somebody's watching these videos for a reason. So, are you still working on solo music, or is Girl Radical enough for now?
Girl Radical actually is still in the making, but JC and Jimmy, of course, encourage all of us to pursue our own things, our own endeavors. So I am still working on music solo. I'm working on, you know, new music this summer, also doing covers on YouTube, which I love doing, and but in the middle of that, we also are working on Girl Radical. So it's like a whole thing.
Like you said, the whole package.
Exactly.
So you said you write your stuff. Do you co-write with someone, or do you write it on your own? And besides singing, do you play any instruments?
I'm learning guitar. I'm getting a lot better at guitar. I've been taking classes for that. I also play a little bit of piano, but not as well as guitar now. but I do write my own songs, and I think the fact that I can play guitar now helps me to be able to write my own melodies as well, because before I used to just come up with lyrics and kind of a melody, although it was really hard to come up with a kind of arrangement that I wanted, because I couldn't play that many instruments. So before I used to co-write a lot, and now I do co-write still, but I like my music to express me as a whole, and then I go to other writers to kind of help me fix, you know, better wording and how to kind of like say my message better in a more musical way. So I guess it's co-writing too. So yeah, but I do like to write my own music.
So you like other people to help you get the flaws out, maybe?
Yeah, so help me kind of refine it and improve it. Yeah.
So let's move out of music for just a second. I understand you're in school, college right now. How do you balance education with your music stuff, and what are you studying right now?
Well, I'm about to be a senior in college as a political science major, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of difficult to balance the two, to find time to do both, because they're both really important to me. But the good thing about college is that you get to, you know, pick your own classes at what time and everything like that.
Yeah.
So I try to do all my classes in the mornings and all my music stuff in the afternoon and on the weekends. So, you know, I kind of have to prioritize the two over any kind of social life, but I do try.
I saw an infographic once. It was, you can only choose two in college: social life, sleep, good grades.
Yes, but I like to think that I can do all three at once. So that's really hard.
So I recently got a chance to co-host a show with you recently. It was the Kaylee Songs event that we've been pushing for Teens on Air for a while. And you're actually really funny. Do you act at all, or is that just a side thing?
I did acting when I was younger. Like, I did commercials a lot. Not really anything like theatrical, although I did a couple short films. I'm kind of thinking about going back into that now. I'm practicing. I'm taking acting classes, you know, kind of like a side thing, obviously after singing and dancing and all that kind of stuff. But it does interest me, and it would be really cool to be able to be a triple threat, you know, sing, dance, and act. But I'm still working on that, and hopefully I can get that in as I juggle school and singing and a social life.
Yeah. Oh, man, the pressures of being young, right?
Yeah, the struggle is real.
Yeah, I'm still in high school. I don't know what's coming for me.
Well, enjoy it while you can. And you're going to Europe, which is awesome. So I don't know what you have to worry about.
Yeah, at the time of this episode's airing, I will be probably somewhere in Switzerland.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I'm so jealous.
At the time of recording, I'm still here in the United States. But that's a secret. The fans don't have to know that. They already know. So would you say that music is your first choice of gigs then over acting?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's my most expressive way, or, you know, the best way I can express myself is to write and to sing and really be able to tell my story. Acting is really cool because you get to be someone else that you're probably never going to be, like a spy or, I don't know, an accountant. But even, I mean, both of them are really cool, but singing is definitely my number one thing.
Usually accountants and spies are the same people, you just don't know it.
What?
I'm gonna play the role of an accountant spy one day. That's my script I have to write.
I'll be your sidekick. I'll be like a real estate broker and a spy.
So you were born in Jakarta, Indonesia, and you emigrated here to the U.S. when you were four. Do you have a dual citizenship there, and do you speak the language?
I do. I think I have a dual citizenship. Yeah, because I'm an American citizen, and I'm also Indonesian. So I guess that makes, I'm citizens of both, and they're both my home. I do go back when I can. I do speak the language, but I have, like, an English accent. But I think they like it because, you know, they don't mind it. I go back. I try to go back every other year, if not every year. I do still have family over there. my sister and my dad, my grandparents, my aunts and uncles. So, yeah, I definitely try to go back when I can.
So I understand you competed and won the Miss Asia Teen USA pageant back in 2011, representing Indonesia. Tell us about that, and how are you eligible to be the Indonesian candidate, because you were born there?
Yeah, you do have to be, I think it's like 60% from your country, so obviously I'm full Indonesian. So I was the candidate, and it was a really cool experience. I joined in January, and then I won in August, and it was so awesome, you know, getting to experience getting training in etiquette and poise and walking in interviews, stuff like that was really cool. And I think I entered the pageant kind of like a naive girl, and then it definitely helped me develop into a young woman. It was definitely an experience I will never forget.
I think I also heard you say that you're actually going to be hosting a pageant coming up. Give us a when, what, and where on that. And don't forget, you also promised me tickets and a backstage pass to that. But
yes, I remember. I'm hosting the pageant that I actually won. Not Miss Teen, but I'm hosting the Miss, which is really cool. I'm hosting Miss Asia USA in November. I think it's November 22nd. It's a Saturday, and it's in the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center. I believe it's going to be at 4, but I'm not sure. I will definitely have details soon and post them on my social networks, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. And, yeah, you're definitely coming with your family. I invited your dad and your mom, too, so I got to get those tickets for you guys.
Yeah, and Ashley Argota, who we had on the show in our last episode, she hosted the Kaylee Stallings event with the two of us.
Yeah, I got to get her, too.
So you've actually had some tragedy in your life. You lost your mom last year. I was really sorry to hear about that. Yet you have persevered through this, and you continue to work and work on your music as the girl group and on your own. What would your advice be for somebody who might be going through their own difficulties? How did you get through it?
It was really hard for me. And in the beginning, when it first happened, I was like, wow, like, I didn't know what to do. Obviously, it was so sudden. I didn't expect it. But, you know, you got to take your difficulties, and you have to kind of take that as your inspiration. I mean, I took my mom's death as an inspiration. You know, I want to do all this for her and for me. We both worked really hard to get to where I am now, and I wouldn't be here without her. So it definitely is a drive and motivation for me to keep going and reach my goal. And I think that's really important for everyone else. You know, if you're bullied on the internet or, like, at school, you got to take that and just say, I'm going to be better than you, and watch me do my thing. I'm going to get to where I want to be, and you'll see, you know.
I like that. That's a very good outlook. Thank you.
Thank you.
So how can the listeners connect with you on social media?
Well, I do have Instagram, Megan Henry. Twitter is Megan Radical. That's my only Megan Radical is Twitter. But everything else, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, it's all Megan Henry. So, yeah, people follow me there, and I try to communicate with everyone. So, yeah.
Great. So it's here at Teens on Air. We like to promote humility, and the listeners know I'm going with this one. Can you share with us a moment where you had maybe an embarrassing time on stage, you had an audition that went horribly wrong, something terribly embarrassing that happened to you?
Oh, my goodness. Remember on stage I said I never had an embarrassing moment?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, let me think. Okay, well, there's this one performance, and I had the set list ready, and I went on stage, and I said, the first song is going to be Crash the Party, and it starts right away, the choreography and everything, and the song starts, but it's the wrong song, but I didn't realize it, so I kept going with the choreography, and then I realized, like, a minute in, I was not singing the right song or doing the right move. I was so embarrassed. It was pretty bad. I don't know why I wasn't paying attention. I guess I was really nervous. So
maybe if you'd mentioned that on stage when I asked you this question at the Kaylee Songs event, we would have avoided that basketball discussion.
But it's okay, because me and Ashley we kind of have a little rivalry going. We're going to see what happens.
The tension is real. We were on stage at Kaylee Songs event, and we had to fill time for a band to set up, and it took about 10 minutes. So we were just kind of having a little discussion on stage and talking to the audience and having some fun, and we got on the subject of basketball. It turns out, actually, Argota is a huge Lakers fan, and Megan is a Clippers fan. And when she didn't have an answer for most embarrassing moment, I said, well, your most embarrassing moment is probably being a Clippers fan. And
being a Clippers fan is awesome. I don't know why you're not on my side.
I'm not an NBA guy, to be honest. I've always been a baseball fan. I'll watch a basketball game, but baseball's been my main sport. I've never really followed the NBA. But if I had to choose, it wouldn't be the Lakers or the Clippers. So
you're staying neutral. You're kind of like not picking sides because you know me and Ashley would go get on you for that.
Yeah, I wouldn't dare pick an LA basketball team. That's asking for controversy. All right, so we're getting close to the end of the line here. We do have a little segment that we like to do here at Teens on Air called Random Questions. It's more of a game, actually. We ask you some random quickfire questions. We actually did this on stage at the Kaylee Songs event as well.
Yeah, we did.
That this segment was born on Teens on Air. We are going to ask you these questions. Do you accept the challenge?
Challenge accepted.
All right. Let's see. First question. What is your favorite color?
Pink.
Favorite thing to wear?
My ring. My ring from my mom.
Favorite type of animal?
Dog.
Your lucky number?
4.
Do you have any pets?
I have a dog. He's a black lab, and his name is Bo.
Who is your favorite musical artist?
Beyonce.
Favorite paint artist?
Favorite what?
Favorite painter.
Oh my God, I don't know. Picasso? I don't know, I'm not very good at my painting.
Favorite place to travel to?
Indonesia, of course.
Got to pick up the pace, here we go. Favorite video game?
Wii Mario Kart.
Yes, that's my favorite too. Favorite movie?
Mean Girls.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Go back in time.
If you were a superhero, what would your name be?
Lil Me.
Lil Me?
Well, I don't know. That was the first thing that came to my head. Oh.
Hey, it's better than what Ashley said. She said Super Ashley, so you're doing okay.
Oh, well, okay.
let's see. Last question. If you could give a piece of advice to a newcomer to the industry, what would it be?
This is pretty cliche, but it's never give up. It's mm-hmm. I mean, it's true. You give up right before you're about to hit it big. So I think you just got to keep going. And if it's something you love, why would you stop anyways, you know?
Yeah. That's a very good point. So before we close the show, I got to thank you, Megan, for being here. We had some fun. We talked about basketball. Ask some random questions, so
thank you for having me.
I also want to thank all of the listeners for sticking with the show while I've been traveling around the world. I'm looking forward to getting back to the live format very soon and hearing from you guys on the phone lines. Regular callers, you know who you are, Christian, everybody. Well, I'll talk to you guys soon. New callers, new listeners, we're here Fridays every 6 p.m. Can't wait to hear from you guys as soon as I get back. Now, following with my final quote, we're going to leave you with Megan's single, They Don't Know, at the end of the show. My final quote is from a guy named Steve Martin, who you might know. The quote is, a day without sunshine is like, well, you know, night. All right. Andrew, let's leave this episode on a high note and play They Don't Know by Megan Henry. Good night, everybody.
letters they made words all the side of fire to burn. Na 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 ooh. But it can't touch me or you, cause we're covered.